What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
I'm going to say the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house. And the only reason I'm going to say that is because I have recently been watching Bel-Air.
Uh-huh.
And I always think about the old original house. So I would flip that house. Why? Because it's huge. It's famous. Everybody knows it. It'd be fun to recreate kicking somebody out the front door and then entering and looking at what I've done inside. And what that means to me is that I've always been able to help myself and others solve complex or simple problems just by being resourceful, just by finding the answers. I realized that I was resourceful because I would often get away with writing book reports for books that I didn't read.
No.
I had never, it hit me like a ton of bricks because I had never worked that hard to still not find a job. And a big piece that was missing for me as a realtor was being able to be informative on the financial part of the purchase. Mm-hmm. I have a deep understanding of the process from every facet. So being a buyer, being a realtor, being in mortgages. And so I'm kind of able to have that empathetic ear for all of the people who kind of carry the purchase from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I say go to mortgage first is because you don't want to get an idea in your head that you can't bring to fruition. So like you really want to know how much home you can afford. You want to know if you're ready to get a mortgage. You want to know if you're going to be qualified for a mortgage. And honestly, it's a service to your realtor when you come ready. Like they know what your max purchase price is. They know that you're pre-qualified. They can take you shopping, you know, drive all those miles in their car, knowing that you can close, that they can close that transaction versus, you know, they're meeting you, getting an idea of what you want, what you like, but they don't quite know what you can afford. I'm going to say something outside of all of the paperwork and the financial documents that you should bring your honesty,
right?
Because when you're completely honest with your mortgage advisor, they are often able to guide you the right way towards the right product so that you can successfully qualify for that product and then close it. And what that means is, you know, if you haven't been on your job that long, tell them you haven't been on your job. If you had a gap, let them know you've had a gap. Just be comfortable enough to tell the truth about your situation and then get the guidance for the product. You may have a dream home in mind, but that might not be your first home. That first home could possibly be leveraged later on to get you to that dream home. You could leverage a FHA and buy a 1-4 unit complex, rent out the others, become, you know, a landlord while you're building up enough funds and equity and all of that so that you can later leverage that to get that dream, to get that Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house that you want.
I know that's right.
So DTI is your debt to income ratio, and that's basically looking at all of your monthly obligations against what you bring in every month. So how much money do you actually have left to pay for a mortgage after you paid your credit cards, your student loans, your child support, like all of the your regular monthly obligations. Mom had been paying the rent. Kids thought that mom was paying the mortgage. Mom was one of those strong moms who really doesn't bring her kids into her financial struggles until it got to the point that it was, you know, it got to a point where she had to. And that point was because the owners wanted to sell the property. So in the meantime, they had been doing home improvements to that property, had done some things in the kitchen, done work. Put a lot of sweat, equity, and time into that property. And so the mom could not qualify for a mortgage. However, we were able to have her son, who lives there, qualify for the mortgage, get the mortgage, and buy the home. Generational wealth means knowing that what I'm doing today is going to positively impact great, 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 great grandkids that I'll never meet. create a legacy that they can be proud of from a woman that they never met. The book is called Shattered Hearts and Wounded Souls, and it's an anthology of women who have overcome domestic violence. And my contribution to the book is that I'm a child of domestic violence. It was getting a nonprofit set up here in the Dallas area, and I was laid off at the end of the year. And that was devastating for a lot of reasons. One, that never happened to me, so my ego was ruined. And I realized that the time and the energy and the effort and the esteem and the motivation and all the things that I thought that I was getting from that role were things that I was given to the role, given to the organization, given to everyone else and not given to me. Because you can't get everything from one person, one place, one job, one anything. Something that I go to personally all the time and I say to others quite often is that comparison is a thief to joy. So when being in the real estate business, being in any business, especially now in the world of social media and everything looks so good, the editing is good, the clothes is good, the makeup is good, everything looks like everybody's selling this experience. And in the real estate industry, it's a lot of that happens. And, a lot of us are struggling, but it looks very glamorous. And so you can fall into that place of, comparing yourself to others.
Opportunities don't happen. You create them. And this is by Chris Grosser. Because I think a lot of times when we see those downfalls, we're stuck on those downfalls versus seeing what God has over here. It could be amazing. The green, the money, the opportunities, the network. There's so many different things on this end versus looking how sad and gloomy things are on this end.
So instead of like waiting for an opportunity or looking for something in that exact space, I really just like had to go inside and like, what else, what can I pull from that experience? People that I've met. Well, most of my opportunities have come out of my creation. So you have to create these opportunities for yourself.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.